All right, so today I'm going to talk a little bit more about Wake Back to Bed. I've talked about it before, but I don't know if I've talked about it enough to utilize it to 100%. Uno hundred percentes. In my ramblings thread, Sensei's ramblings, thoughts, ideas, and ramblings, I talked about the phase, which is the spot between awake and asleep. And there's also a spot between aware and unaware that, like, it lies in there. You want to be able to hit the spot in between awake and asleep. I won't link to that, so if you want to look through my threads, you can see my ramblings thread. It talks about that. And Wake Back to Bed, I feel it gives you a better chance to do that. And that's what a lot of people use supplements for, because Stephen LaBerge says to never go to sleep tired. So the problem is like, if you have insomnia or anything like that, it's hard to get to sleep while you're awake, while you're aware and everything. So the more aware you are, the better chance you have a lucid dream, but you also could have a chance of hitting insomnia if you're too aware, because you can't get to sleep, because you have to lose track of your surroundings in order to fall asleep, basically. So they see the predicament there. So Wake Back to Bed is the idea that you wake up in the middle of the night, you become aware, and it's a lot easier to go back to sleep a lot of times. Or it interrupts your REM cycle. There's a lot of different things, but basically you're trying a little bit differently to hit that awake, in between awake and asleepness, that makes it a lot easier to lucid dream. But I recommend Wake Back to Beds. Most every person that lucid dreams a lot wakes back to bed. Either they just wake up after their lucid dreams and they wake up a few times a night, or they just do their own version of Wake Back to Bed. But most people wake up a little bit throughout the night, at least doing micro Wake Back to Beds, and go back to sleep. I recommend Wake Back to Beds to anyone. I was talking to Fryman today. He's talking about how much trouble he's having, and he just says, he's like, man, I just need to get back to Wake Back to Beds. You'd think that I would have figured this out already, because I've complained about it before, but it's so hard because you can get insomnia pretty bad if you have troubles with that, obviously. So I've told you guys what I do before with drinking some water so I wake up. There's also intent, but I like to use all my intent to lucid dream. And there's also a third version I don't know if I've mentioned before, which is if you set alarms. But here's the best part about setting alarms. I guess there's four. The best part about setting alarms is if you set an alarm for the exact same time, you're going to bed at the same time every night, then your body will automatically, it doesn't like to be woken up by alarms. So it'll automatically start waking itself up before it thinks the alarm will go off. So then you don't have to use the alarm after that. You can wake up before it and then turn it off. But that's if you have a perfect sleep schedule, which is very difficult to do. And the other way is to be aware enough in your dreams that you notice the wakings. And that's a really difficult place to be in, but you really just need to be honestly constantly practicing dream recall. That's kind of the goal with dream recall, is aware enough that you're remembering the few wakenings without needing to use water or anything like that. But I usually use water as a backup anyways, because I'm never 100% sure that that's going to happen. So I work very hard to get there. And then there is... So that's the ways you can wake back to bed pretty easily. Obviously, alarm, but then alarm can transform into not alarm if you need to. I recommend not alarm, because alarms can screw you up. Makes it, you lose a lot of dream stuff, and alarms, really, you're just not made to be woken up by alarm. Some people can just choose when they're going to go to sleep, what time they're going to wake up. I can do that only if I'm very, very well rested, which I'm not usually, so it's very difficult. Now, there's a different way. Wake back to bed's obviously really good for wild, because... you usually do have to wait a little while for a wild, and if you're doing a wake back to bed, then the if you're doing a wake back to bed, then your REM is a lot closer and you don't have to wait as long, and you just kind of chill out and go. So I like the idea of a wake back to bed for wild and for dialed, but I told you guys before, I do the same thing for wild and dialed, and then if just I don't feel wild coming on, I just switch directly to dialed. Like this morning, I wasn't sure if I had enough awareness to do another dial. I didn't feel very much aware in the dial that I did have. So whenever I felt the wild coming on, I put all my effort into doing that. And I liked the idea of, I summoned myself, because I wanted to be in the lobby of my work, but I knew that I, in order to end there, I wanted to have my full body when I got there. So I just completely, I chose a place where I knew I'd be able to walk a little ways and get all of my bearings in the dream before... getting there. And when I got, by the time I got there, I was in a full-fledged dream. It was great. And that was actually one of the few times that I've had a wild where I decided exactly where I was going to go and what I was going to be doing. Generally, I just wake up in like a random place with wild. Like, I'm just sitting there and it's like, do-do-do-do-do, spinning, boom. Like, I just like, I almost like fall into a place, but I'm like just standing there. It kind of reminds me of The Matrix whenever like they just kind of like appear randomly. It's like, boom, boom, boom. Anyways, why can't Neo do more lucid dreaming like stuff anyways? Like, he's like, I can fly, and that's the extent of my abilities. I will not gain another ability for the rest of the series. You guys notice that? Anybody? Anybody notice that? He's like, I realized that I can bend reality and make it do exactly what I want it to. I'm going to leave it at this. That's pretty much all I've got. Bye. Good times. So, we have good old-fashioned wild dial that's good for both because it gets you in the place where your mind is more used to auto-suggestion. As I said, I think I talked about this before, but there's one use for wake back to bed that I don't think I've talked about with you guys. Okay, so this is what I've been doing lately. And I don't know if I did it before, but it just seems like it was dumb that I didn't do it before. Like, it just seems so obvious to me. Because a lot of times whenever you're going to bed, you're like, man, it's just too late. I can't even, like, there's no way I'm lucid dreaming, right? You get into bed, it's 4 o'clock. Like, as I said, I went to bed at 4 o'clock last night. You know, it's like, oh, what do I do? And this is a problem now because now that I can do this, I realize that I'm just, like, staying up as late as I want every night. But it helps a ton. But what I do is, because I can sleep in, it very much helps to be able to sleep in. It doesn't matter how late I go to bed now, though, because I go to bed and I'm not worried about lucid dreaming because I know that I can wake back to bed later. So it's like, okay, so if I get a lucid dream now, good. If I don't, then my wake back to bed later, I will wake up at a good time because I'm not using water whenever I do this. I don't try to make myself wake up whenever I'm behind in sleep like this unless it's really, really, really need a lucid dream. And so what I do is then when I wake up, after I'm pretty well rested, right? You just wake up, you're like, oh, hey, look, I'm pretty well rested, but should I go back to sleep? So I go back to sleep, but this time I'm well rested. I can do all of my nighttime practices and stuff like that. And it might be just like going to bed at a normal night, like the same amount of awareness and stuff like that, but now I'm closer to REM than I was before. And I slept 7.5 hours last night, like normal, but I went to bed super late. And I knew I was going to be able to sleep in though. So I'm not as consistent as I used to be, but thanks to that wake back to bed, it just like, it resets the whole night. And I've told you guys before, wake back to bed resets, but it wasn't like this, like, because of the fact that, even though before I was too tired to lucid dream, I'm not too tired anymore because of that. And I'm not worried about staying up too late now because I know I can wake back to bed later, and whenever I wake back to bed, I don't worry about the fact that I was too tired before because I'm not too tired now. And so obviously I tell you guys to try and get as good a sleep schedule as you can, but if you can't, don't freak out. Just do your regular, do you. If you have to go to bed late, try to make sure that the nights you're going to bed late, you can sleep in. And then, like, for instance, like, say you are out late some Friday night, partying, whatever. Obviously, drinking is going to make it difficult. But imagine you just going out, hanging out with some friends till, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what you guys do. I stay out till 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, but I don't go drinking and stuff. I just hang out with friends. I love friends. They're awesome. So what we'll do is I'll get home, like, okay, I got to get up at, like, 9. It's 2 o'clock, so I'm getting, like, 7 hours of sleep. So I'll go to sleep, and when I wake up, say it's around 7 or so, I'm feeling great, right? I've gotten like 5 hours of sleep now, feeling good, Genki Psycho, as I told you guys the other day. and then I'm just like, you know what? I'm feeling great. I can go to sleep now, and I know I'm going to lucid dream now because I have this rest inside of me. I'm well rested now. I'm not going to sleep tired now, and I can give it 100% right now. And it's great. And then you'll go to sleep. And if I don't know if you guys sleep in often. If you do this, then a lot of times you'll realize you'll wake up a bunch of times. So then you have a chance to do it over and over again until you get to the point where you're now, until you're aware enough to lucid dream. It's great. Sleeping in on Saturday is good. It's not Saturday, obviously. Yes, I know. Not very many people work a second shift like I do as a delivery driver. But still, I was still getting lucid dreams before this too. So let's not say it's all chalked up to my job. but either way, and it's, but the problem with this is it makes me start thinking, what if I had gone to bed earlier? Like, would I have so many more lucid dreams? Like, I had similar, I think I had probably about 100 more lucid dreams this year than I had last year. But I've had such a bad sleep schedule all year. I've been trying hard. I just had so much downtime and so much problems and stuff like that. It's just made it really difficult. But now, this month of trying really hard, even with some pretty bad sleep schedule, I've realized that I'm probably a lot better than I was last year. I just am not performing because of the problems. But, like, this month I've been doing great. Like, I don't know how many lucid dreams I've had. I'm going to have to go back and check. But there's been some nights that I've had, like, 3 lucid dreams or 2 lucid dreams or so, and I just didn't tell y'all. Because I didn't feel like it, because they're not great lucid dreams that you need to hear about. But either way, so, I mean, I think I've had 30 lucid dreams or so, 30 or 40, I don't know. I'm gonna have to go back and listen and check. It might be less than that, but I don't know. But that's all with pretty bad sleep. Newborn baby, you know? Like, that's as hard as it gets. Newborn baby, 1.5-year-old baby. Like, that's what people say is the hardest time to sleep. And I'm doing it. I'm lucid dreaming like crazy. So I just think that I haven't been performing due to my sleep schedule, and I think that next month, with this newborn baby getting better sleep and everything, and hopefully my 1.5-year-old will also get better sleep, I'm hoping that I can just, like, jump right into where I was at last summer. I think I'm about there. I just need to, because last summer, even though I was getting more lucid dreams than this, I was able to sleep a lot more. I was on a lot better schedule. Like, because the lucid dreams I'm having now, like, it's just, like, it's crazy to me that I'm getting lucid dreams with this much sleep and this amount of sleep, the way that I'm sleeping and everything. And I just think I've gotten a lot better. I just need to give myself more opportunities to go with the preparation that I've had. So the opportunities that you have to create, less and less opportunities as you get better and better. Because you've had more and more preparation. Your preparation will outweigh your opportunities. But at first, you want to give yourself as many opportunities as possible. So basically what this is it's changing it and giving you, switching your night over so that the opportunity resets whenever you wake back to bed. As I said, I know I've talked about wake back to bed, but I think that this is something that you need a change of mindset with this, that a wake back to bed resets it. You're no longer going to bed with your yesterday sleep schedule of 4 hours. You're now going to bed with tonight. You've already slept 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours. You're awake. You're good. You could get up and go if you wanted to, but you're going to get go back to bed and you're going to be aware and you're going to be great. So wake back to bed. Wake back to bed's really good for you. Do it, people. Gosh, why don't you listen to me about this? Do some wake back to beds, y'all. It's good for you. Honestly, that's about all I have to say for today. Sorry if this is reiterating something I've talked about before, but it is very, very important, I believe. I believe that wake back to bed is very important. It's very difficult to find someone that doesn't do some sort of wake back to bed. So, if you find someone, tell me. Let me know of a lucid dreamer that just goes to bed at night, wakes up the next morning, never woke up in the middle of the night at all, no, not even a little brief awakening after they're lucid or anything like that. Or someone that at least did it while they were, like, because even if someone doesn't have that brief awakening after they wake up in the morning, they used to wake back to bed. They got better. Now their opportunities are just so outweighed by their experience. It's just everywhere, their preparation. Experience is the best preparation. Practice. Practicing lucid dreams makes it easier to have lucid dreams. You can't practice unless you're in it, though. Lucid dream like crazy, people. It's good for you. Now I'm just rambling, but I love y'all. And goodbye. Do wake back to bed tonight. Do 5 wake back to beds tonight. Let me know how it goes. Please report back, actually, how it goes and how much difference you see. I would recommend trying to wake back to bed every single night for the next month and tell me if you see a difference. I will talk to you later. Bye.